Motherfucker, stop this shit.
Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 23.
What's up, people? If this fool doesn't stop licking his fucking mic, thank God we don't share mics. God damn it. Man, what's up, people? Happy Father's Day.
Yep, happy Father's Day.
Is today actually Father's Day, or was it yesterday?
Nah, it's today in Japan.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. All right, happy Father's Day to the fathers out there.
Yep.
And to the soon-to-be fathers or yet-to-be fathers, happy Father's Day to you too, I guess.
Yep, happy Father's Day to you, man.
Mm-hmm. No, don't say that shit to me. I ain't got no kids.
That you know of.
God damn it, that's so scary. Let me knock on wood real quick. All right, got to keep it safe.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so today we're back to a digital. We got the laptop right in front of us today. That, yeah. That digital wellness, like abstaining from digital devices. Fuck that shit. Analog is difficult, man.
World Health Organization, they only want you to do, what, like an hour a day, they said? Ha, good luck with that.
An hour a day, that's like people do on the toilet. Their smartphone and shit.
Oh, yes. But so hopefully we'll have all our stuff legibly written this time. My chicken scratch last week, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, but like, did you see like the research that's coming out, like with kids who use their smartphones a lot? Hmm. Like, they're like becoming cross-eyed and stuff.
Oh, the Nintendo, their handheld, the 3DS,
yep.
It actually had the same thing. It caused kids to have a lazy eye. If you weren't fully, like, developed, it would cause you to have a lazy eye. So, like, as a teacher, a few of my students, you would just be like, oh, wow, I guess they like 3DS. The Virtual Boy had the same issue.
Yeah, actually, I knew this this guy who, like, came from Mongolia. And the fucker could see, like, fucking he had really fucking, like, hawk eyesight and shit. It was really, really, like, alarming, you know? Like, he's like, you can't read that? I'm like, nope.
What does that have to do with lazy eyes?
That's
like the opposite.
No. I'm just saying, like, because they don't use those devices, you know? Like, they...
Oh, you're saying so their eyes are much more well-developed.
Yeah, and it's actually, like, they always look out to the horizon. So, like, they don't have buildings or anything really close to them. So it's really, really, really good for their eyes. So, like, I think even if you use your screens or whatever you use, you should actually just, like, take time to, like, disconnect a little bit and maybe just go outside and look at different lengths and stuff, you know?
No, that was, like, kind of nuts going back to Vegas. Like, seeing just the horizon, you know, if you're not on the strip, there's just desert. And so you could just see for miles and miles of nothing. And you're like, wow, it all looks so big. But out here, it's... building after building after building after tall building.
Could you imagine like living in New York and shit and that's all you see is just buildings and shit?
Concrete jungle.
Yeah.
And so it smells like pee in the summer right here. Tall our New Yorkers?
I always smell like pee. So
I don't know. Maybe they just eat a lot of carrots in Mongolia.
Yeah, maybe. We never know.
Oh, no. We'll have to do an experiment on that in the future. Oh, man.
So I'll pee on you? Is that what you want?
No, not that. The fucking viewing shit.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Fuck, I want no goddamn golden showers here. Shit.
God. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fucking pretty sure about that.
All right.
Goddamn.
Hey, so I got some feedback from some people. Uh-huh. They said that you should have a dating segment, like Anthony's Adventures.
See, I was thinking about doing that, but that's going to be like stabbing myself in the foot, you know, right?
Oh, because like... your dating life is so exciting? Is that
no, what you're saying? No. I will give you guys, if people let me know if they want to hear it, because I don't believe shit that comes out your mouth.
I believe it.
If people let me know, maybe I'll have some sort of form of dating segment, the misadventures of me, and, you know, see how that works. But we're not going to be going all into the deep business stuff. I got to keep some stuff a secret. You never know who's listening. People be snitching, which we'll get down later in the show.
Snitches.
Hey, Mia, happy birthday, girl.
Yeah, last night we had Mia's birthday. That was a lot of fun, but my sleep's all fucked up.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't drink too much. I was surprised. I was trying, but...
I got all fucked up.
Eating all that damn yakitori.
I don't know what Grace was like. How come people can't remember what they ordered? Like all the yakitori is coming and people were like getting stuff and so she couldn't get her food and like Anthony.
Yeah, she blamed me. I was like, I ordered that one. She's like, no, you didn't. I was like, man, she didn't say that to nobody else.
Yeah, no worries about that. It's funny though.
Yeah, it was funny. It was good. It was really good food. I liked it. But yeah, it was good fun. We did that. We'll talk about the karaoke later on too.
Yeah, actually, Yuko is over here right now and she's supposed to be baking a cake.
A cake?
Yeah, because last night we didn't have a cake for Mia, because I was supposed to make a cake, but Mia's like, hell no. I'm not eating a cake.
Would you want to cook one? I mean, she'd rip it apart, too.
Bitch, please. I'm good at cake, dude.
You're good at cake? You're good at eating cake, maybe.
No, dude. You know what? No one's ever experienced my cooking.
That's true. That is very true.
Actually, I cooked
for you,
bitch. I made some tacos for you.
Those are some bomb-ass tacos. But tacos and cake, that's totally different, man.
Dude, my cake, my French toast, I put the special sauce in it. It's all white and, like...
God damn it. Your white special sauce and French toast. Oh, I wonder what the fuck he's talking about there.
No, I'm not talking about my jizz,
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my secret sauce. It's like melted ice cream with, like... extra heavy whipping cream and some nice oils.
So you make the diabetes French toast.
Yeah, I deep fry my French toast, dude. And I add some ice cream on top.
All right, if we put my dating thing in there, we're going to have Carl's cooking corner, too. I want to see the shit you can do. We'll post it on the books and the Instagrams. We'll let Mia, we got to record her reaction of her judging the food.
Let's have a video. It'd be like, fucking, you guys don't know, but Mia is fucking judgmental.
Like, happy birthday!
Like the other day, like I looked at a paper dictionary, and the paper dictionary, you know how they have pictures and shit. Like if you look on the word judgmental, like Mia's picture is right beside.
Oh, she's gonna choke your ass out. I hope you like some fucking anthrax in your whatever for we have for dinner today, man.
Don't worry. I'm probably not gonna eat. I'm eating separately.
He's gonna go out, gonna trumpet up and get some KFC or some Mickey D's. Oh man. Yes, we'll go more into that later too. But either way, let us know if you guys wanna see these extra programs or whatever, extra segments on here.
Well, here's the ideas that I have. Like, you know, when you go on a date, put a GoPro on you.
No.
Body camera, hidden cameras in your house, you know, those kind of things.
So we're going to just break the law too now while we're at it.
No, the girls will know.
Oh, the girls will know. Oh, okay. Yeah, so are we going to mic them up too?
Yeah, why don't we mic them up?
Let everybody listen to the cheap-ass game I throw. Hey, girl, what you doing? You know, and then, yeah. Fuck no, man. I can't have people over here critiquing me, critiquing the way I holler at chicks. Get that shit out of here.
Come on, man.
Either way, well, I want to hear people tell me.
Yeah, you got to hit the Instagram because he doesn't trust the Facebook page because I run it.
Go up there and see as I'm running for president and shit and stuff. Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, so how's your fitness going?
Ho-ho, this last week was shit.
Is that bad?
I didn't make it to the gym one time.
Did you weigh yourself?
I didn't make it to the gym one time. And the only place to weigh myself is at the gym.
Wait, the doctor's office, they didn't weigh you there?
No. That was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
No problem. No, I was doing, the observations for work.
Yep.
So I was going, like, fucking to the far ends of the city. Holy shit.
Out to Mordo.
I was over, like, towards Karatsu, and it's, like, it's so beautiful, like, up in Itoshima area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All these schools by the fucking beach and stuff, but god damn. It was like an hour to get there from like Mainohama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm out there, I'm going, and then, you know, lovely weather. I'm sweating my balls off in my suit. And I'm like, all right, going home. And then, yeah.
Yeah, once you get home, man, you're not coming out, man.
Exactly. And when I was at the office every day, just because the gym's right there, I didn't skip a day. And I was eating healthy, but yep. Starting over again, day one. It fucking, dude, like, I don't know. Like, why the fuck did we have a fitness section? We should have just stuck it with the fat guys and just pretend we don't go to the gym. Because, like, all we're doing is just, like, people are going to be like, these fuckers ain't going to lose no weight. Like, they're fucking full of shit.
I don't know. I mean, one day we might just wake up. One day we wake up and not be fat.
Because we're sick and dying. Like, that's the only reason it's going to go off. Oh, shit. No, it's... I'm going to do it again this week. I'm going to make it at least 4 days. Fuck whatever time it is. And... go back to eating my Mr. and Mrs. Green salad. I just needed to get, you know, you just need inspiration and shit. I don't know.
Actually, I got some inspiration today. Like, I actually went to Total today. It was actually really, really nice. Like,
that's our actual gym, good one.
Like, barely any old people there. I was like, holy shit. They had girls with boobs and shit and, like, thongs. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Now he's pushing in a little bit.
No, there were.
I saw a girl with leggings on the train. I got happy. But anyway,
continue. But it was good. And then I saw Rio, and then he was like, hey, he's actually really, like, long time no see. And I was like, oh, you're getting ready to compete? He says, yeah, I'm in October. So he's like taking it slow because it's several like months out. So I'm thinking, man, October, that's doable, man. I could be like that fat dude on stage, you know?
For those of you who don't know, you need to Google like a fat bodybuilder or something. And there was this, it was like body, what was it, like India or something? The Philippines? I don't even remember.
I don't know. We'll post the picture though. It's super funny.
But yeah, it's like this one dude who's like all ripped and you can see. And then there's this other guy who's like, he gets an A for effort. But you're kind of like, homie, you know, why are you doing that?
Yeah, one of the things are not like the other.
No, but I mean, yes. So what's your newly found motivation? What's going to kick it in the high gear?
I took another day one pick of fat collection picks. Damn. How many day ones do I have?
Like, I have at least four.
I have 400.
Oh my God.
I'm not even joking,
bro. I don't doubt you. People, you're never going to see these picks until we start losing some fucking weight. I'm telling you that much.
That's the thing, right? If you post the before pick, you have to follow through. So I think we have to post it.
Fuck that. If I lose some weight, I'll post it.
See, then you're never going to post it.
Exactly. I don't want motherfuckers to see me in my fucking before pics. It's like, what happens if you gain more weight than it looks worth? It's like, look at how thin you were.
Why are you fatter?
I was telling somebody, I'll just go back to America to feel skinny. I said that and somebody was like, really? I was like, oh, fuck you. You think I'm that fat? Shit. He's like, well, obviously you don't know the power of America.
I don't know. They've obviously never been to Walmart. I know.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Ambe is hopping on our train, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to John Ambe.
Fuck you, Ambe.
Our fellow fat dude.
Just joined LA Fitness, sending us all his info today, so.
I'm 100 pounds over everything, bitch.
Oh, God. I love working out, but I hate it. Fuck. So, my rehab for my injury, I found out that if you press on my scar at my shoulder,
yep,
my tricep and bicep move because of the wire in my arm.
Oh, shit.
So that's a fun fucking feeling. It doesn't hurt, but it's just, imagine something under your skin just moving when you like activate your muscles, when you use them, when you flex. So it's like, it's so fucking annoying, but gotta just suck it up, you know, no pain, no gain.
Yep.
Every day's arm day.
Yep, curls for the girls, man.
Yeah. Some Hunter sent me some video about, he's like, every day is really arm day. It's like, when you squat, you gotta hold the bar. And he's like, what you're doing is you're pulling it down and flexing your arms. And it was just fucking good. I think this dude was like from Jersey or something, or Boston. His accent was fucking thick as shit, but I was dying. He was like, yeah, he's like, back day is, no, it's really arm day. It's really arm day. You know, it's awesome. Like that semi-pro shit. I wish we could do plasma injections.
Yeah, dude. Just young blood. We just need some young blood.
I want some stem cells, too.
Yeah, let's get some stems. If you guys want to, like, you know, any sponsors out there who want to send us some young blood, you know, if you're a 16-year-old boy or girl.
Wow, don't that just say, if you're a 16-year-old boy. Like,
girl, send me some of your blood. That's all good.
Oh, man. No.
But please separate it for plasma. I want the plasma.
Don't need plasma. God, greedy motherfucker. Yes. So sorry to disappoint you all who are hoping to see the change.
No, we're both competing in October.
I ain't competing in shit in October.
We are fucking fat as shit.
Fuck that. Like, if I do that, I'm just gonna fight motherfuckers on stage just to get some form of my pride back. Just like chop a nigga in his neck and be like, fucking karate chop. Ain't gonna embarrass the shit out of myself or nothing. Like, you don't even win money in those things, do you? They win like protein and like a certificate.
Which you could get at the store.
I know. Like, it's not even good protein. Yeah, it's like, that shit that tastes like sand and water.
Hey, that's why they're lean.
Yeah, that's why. Shit. Man, if we get like 2 weeks, if I get 2 weeks of fucking dieting down, fucking I'll post the picture.
All right. You heard that, people.
And even if I do 2 weeks of dieting, I'm gonna lie so I don't have to post that picture. Fuck you guys. Have everybody laugh at me. They're like, oh, I didn't know you had an Audi. Well, fuck all right, you. Man.
So the contest we're entering is called, I think it's Best Body.
Body Japan?
Yep.
The contest that you're entering.
No, the contest that Anthony and I, Fukuoka Fat Guys.
We should have some shirts by then, at least, so we can market it. It's like, you guys want to laugh and feel good about your weight loss? Just listen to our podcast.
I mean, like, you guys should just root for us because, like, we're always going to fail. Your girl's going to feel better. Like, oh, at least I'm not like those fuck-ups, you know? I'm like,
God damn, like, why would you do that to us? Fuck that. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to news. I'm getting depressed talking about fucking...
All right, so what's some new news for you, buddy?
Oh, God. My thing was E3 just finished up. And so Keanu Reeves was in John Wick 3, right?
Yep.
He made a cameo in Always Be My Maybe.
Yep, that was pretty good.
And now he's in this game called Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like some sort of just character in the game. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, so hype and shit. And that same game had two controversial things come out. So I guess they had a picture of like a trans person. It's like in the game, you know, you're in a city and they have like fake billboards, and one was for a drink called Mix. And it has this chick in like a leotard, and she's got a dick. Like you could see it through the leotard, like just, you know, going up towards her belly button.
What if that's just big ass camel?
No, but they said like the game developer said they did it because they were just trying to show how, you know, companies market anything, and since this game takes place in the future, like, nothing's safe. But I guess the trans community and shit got hella pissed at them.
Why would they get pissed, though? They're like, representing a part of it, you know?
Like, I don't know. It wasn't, like, a bad thing. I was just like, I don't know. I can't understand. I'm not a part of that. But the other one was, they showed, like, a gameplay demo, and it's, like, a first-person shooter. And I guess all the bad people were black. Like, they think they were called, like, the Voodoo Children. And it was like, this game's racist because... you're killing black people. And it's like, but this was just like one level of many. And like last year when they showed another gameplay portion, it was shooting all white people. So it was like, oh, the game's not even fucking out yet. It's not even coming out until next year. They're trying to make all this drama come out for like the dumbest shit.
Yeah, but people are always going to complain about everything. Like, remember that time when people saw your dick at the gym? They're like,
motherfucker! God damn it, stop talking about my shit. Talking about video games right now. They're sacred.
Oh.
But
it is pretty sacred.
Yes. So yeah, E3 happened and all that dumb shit. But it tickled me because Keanu Reeves is fucking everywhere. And now there's like little internet memes. They have like Keanu Reeves in like 1995, 1997, 2000. And it's just all him like looking the same. And then it's like 2077 and he still looks the fucking same.
Yep, he's made a deal with the devil, man. For shit.
Yeah, well, shit, most of them in fucking rich people have J-Lo, fucking 50 years old.
Fuck that. Oh, we want to fuck that bitch.
She looks the same. Her and Tom Cruise, right? Tom Cruise ain't aged a day.
Nah, he's the age. J-Lo, no.
No, J-Lo, yeah.
She's gone backwards, dude. Like, she's been doing all the stem cells.
Benjamin Button. Oh, yeah. Shit, you can afford it. We need to get her sponsors right there. But, I just thought it was cool. E3 was... it didn't really have any big stuff announced. They showed more gameplay of Final Fantasy VII. And nothing really crazy. It's kind of gotten shitty over the years.
Do they have any games like Missile Command or anything like that?
No, they don't.
Shit. I want some retro games like that, man.
I think they had it last year. They had Missile Command, but they made it like a shitty cell phone game. So.
Hey, what's your deal with always bashing on cell phone games,
because
man?
Because they fucking stupid. Microtransactions suck dick. I don't like cell phone games.
Oh, man. Speaking of those microtransactions.
Oh, the uncle that let his niece and nephew. So yeah. this guy let his niece and nephew use his PlayStation Network thing. And these kids ran up a $400 bill on
Fortnite.
Yeah, microtransactions to buy like dances and costumes and shit.
That was on a console, though.
Yeah, you can do it on anything, PC. Where do you think it came from? Fortnite's also on a fucking cell phone. Oh, you're about to fucking get me all hyped up. All right, this fucking way of marketing, this way of making games is all because of shitty ass cell phone companies. And see, that's this shit happens all the time. In the UK, FIFA has... Is it their cell phone game? It might be their actual console game. And motherfuckers are spending like $6,000 to unlock soccer players in a soccer game. That they have to pay money to buy.
Well, soccer fans are pretty fanatical.
Yeah.
Like, they kill coaches and shit. Like, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of, like, why the World Health Organization saying, like, gaming is a disorder now. It's shit like that.
Well, I mean, like, everyone's going to play through your emotions, right? Like, let's look at Spotify, right? Spotify bought that company. What are they called? Eco something. But anyways, what they do is... They're keeping track of your emotions. So, like, whatever you're listening to, it's usually, like, if you're hyped, right? Like, you'll have a hype playlist. So, Spotify has all this music that says hype or, like, focus or I'm sad or like, you know, like I haven't got laid in 3+ months.
You looking at my phone?
And so it, depending on what you're listening to, they're going to market to you. So like probably Anthony, when he's listening to Spotify, like since he's a premium member, he doesn't have any real ads. But he, if he wasn't a premium member, he'd have ads like ugly bitches in your neighborhood want to fuck you right now.
You know? But see, marketing something that you might want to buy is one thing. Making something not fun so that you'll spend money to make it fun, that's different. You know, Amazon does that. They're like, oh, hey, you've bought this and this. You'll probably want this. And it's like, oh, yeah, I do like this.
But yeah, this one... But these people are actually like, they know you. They know you better than you know you now.
Oh, of course. Remember when Facebook was outing like gay people on Facebook because the ads were specifically tuned to their like to their preferences? Yeah. And it was like, oh, you might like male dildos or something.
Like, why would I like this? And then 3 months later, motherfucker, this shit's good.
How did they know?
They knew before I knew.
But yeah, no, fucking E3 was Keanu Reeves is in video games and all that fun stuff. Are you still trying to buy your
My e-foil.
Your electronic surfboard.
I don't know. I set up that Patreon, but no one gave us even a dollar.
No one wants to give you a dollar? I mean, what was your reasoning to buy this e-foil?
This e-foil is electric surfboard. Come on. What person doesn't need one? But anyways, since I can't afford this $15,000 electric
$15,000 for an electric surfboard.
Yeah. But Amazon sells this inflatable speedboat.
Are you just gonna stand up in it?
Yeah, it can accommodate 6 feet. It looks like a real speedboat, but it doesn't go anywhere. It's just like a floaty.
No, it's not. It doesn't even have like.
So I'll have to have Anthony like go underwater and like,
just pull you. Oh my god!
It's like Jeeves.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
To the shore.
But wait, a $15,000 e-foil. Now, assuming, like, let's just say we had somebody just give you the money for that. You can only use that in the summer. Like, that's 15 grand down the hole for, like, 3 months. You ain't gonna use that shit in the winter. You're gonna say you're gonna use that shit in the winter. But no one's fucking stupid enough to go do that shit in the winter.
Yeah, I'm not stupid enough to use that in the winter.
Can you swim?
No.
So you want to get a fucking surfboard and you can't fucking swim?
I can swim enough.
You're going to get the little shoulder floaties and stuff out there?
Hey, don't judge me for my shoulder floaties.
Your inner tube and stuff. You're like, all right, safety first. Let's go. Oh, God, man. No, it looks fun, but also the little canal or channel, whatever that video was in, that fucking, like, the water was not choppy at all. It was nice and smooth and stuff, so... Man, that just seems like a sunk cost. Like, unless... Oh, there's your fucking day one photo. He was looking at something on his phone and the first picture that pops up. Is that the boat?
Yeah, that inflatable.
Holy shit, it does look like a legit boat, this little floaty. Damn.
$300.
I mean, it doesn't seem like much when you compare it to the $15,000 e-foil.
Hey, tell me if we brought this to Noko, we'd get some chicks.
That nasty ass beach with no people. What the? You might get literal like baby chicken chicks. The fuck? This guy getting that boat with that brown ass water and shit. Hey girl, what you doing? You want to get salmonella? Come on. Fuck that. E-foil is such a stupid name. Why do they call it that?
Don't know.
Anyway. What's this about your boy Justin?
Yep, I'm a believer, bitch. Yeah. Anyways, Justin Bieber, like last week he called out Tom Cruise. Saying he wanted to fight in the octagon, like UFC style.
Wait, why was he calling out Tom Cruise? Like, did they have beef? Like, is he against Scientology or?
I don't know.
Was he joking?
It was a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it got like some hype or something? Or?
Yeah, it got some hype. Like everyone was talking about it. Like even people like who don't watch fighting were like, yeah, we want to see this go down. But if you think about it, Justin Bieber is like 20 years old, right? Yeah. And then Tom Cruise is like 50, but he's still Tom Cruise, you know. But. Tom Cruise is what, like 5'4"?
He's like 4'2".
4'2". Give him his respect, bitch.
He's in my pocket right now. Hey guys, where did he make this challenge at? Like, where was this?
Twitter, of course. Oh, it's always on Twitter.
Motherfucker, everybody's fucking tough on Twitter. Oh. It's like, fucking God, I hate social networking shit.
Yeah, but social networking is where, like, that's where all the news comes from now. Like, how many posts did I see about Jon Stewart? Like, the whole Jon Stewart thing.
Man. Oh, yeah. There's actual, like, a channel or a Twitter, I don't know what the fuck it's called, a handle called It Now This, and Jon Stewart went and chewed out Congress because of how well they're taking care of the firefighters. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, in 9/11, you know, everybody, all the first responding firemen who, like, went to help out with the wreckage of the two towers, like, most of them got, like, super sick from inhaling all the fumes and stuff like that. A lot of them got cancer. And our country finds reasons to, like, not pay them or not give them money for health insurance and stuff like that. And, you know, our country who's first to be like, hey, let's go to war with somebody. You know, war. We never take care of people who, like, do stuff for us. You know, police are underpaid. Firemen get fucked when they get sick. But, you know, veterans come home with PTSD and can't get no support because of VA shit. And, yeah, Twitter and YouTube and all them are out there posting these videos to make people to show how shitty Congress is, but it ain't gonna change nothing.
I mean, do you think it's gonna help people get more woke? You know, like that whole woke.
Fuck no. First off, the woke shit is fucking with people too. Like,
did you just hashtag me, bitch?
Oh my god! Well, you don't even know what a fucking hashtag is. I don't know what a hashtag is. No, the woke stuff is fucking up America too. The whole political correctness. Like the reason, like a big reason Trump won was because they liked the way he talked. Right? They were just like, there's no bullshit. You know, no. You can't call a he or a she or things like that. Like, that's just annoying people. And now Twitter, they're saying Twitter and Facebook and stuff are going to have, like, a big hit on our elections this year with the...
Of course, social networking is going to... It's how he got nominated, right? Like, and how he won, actually, right?
Yeah, but what they were talking about, like, fake videos or something. What were they called?
Deepfakes,
yes. They were showing, like, on the news all week just how easy it is to edit what people say or make it look like someone else is saying something. I mean,
yeah. Have you actually looked at the deepfake videos, like the actual videos?
Well, I mean, shit. They have pictures too. They had the one when the last election when the it looked like Bill Clinton with like a hooker sitting on like a bed.
Yeah, but that one was real.
It's Bill Clinton. we're not surprised either way.
Yeah, I was like, that one was fake, but that actually happened. You know.
I mean, well, once again, it's Bill Clinton.
Only one.
He's got his own Vivid porn channel. So
he's all like, why are you downplaying me, man?
Oh god, I saw the funniest shit. Speaking of porn, somehow I don't know how it happened, but there was like Japanese porn popped up with twerking, and it has like girls twerking in like their underwear. And I'm sorry, but it's the most hilarious shit I've seen, because like, it's like, oh, she's doing yoga. All of a sudden, she's up. Oh, now she's trying to twerk, but she doesn't have a big enough ass. So it's just kind of like her hips are just moving in a like gyrating motion. And I was like, oh, you get an A for effort. I'm sorry. Like, I almost wanted to send like a video of that. Like, it was nothing dirty. Just like literally them with their clothes on. Like,
but
it was
did before. Did you get hard?
No, I was laughing too hard.
Oh, you did get hard.
No, like, shut the fuck up. I like how we jump from Twitter to porn.
Yeah.
That's the American
way. Well, because Twitter has porn.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, watch this, bitch.
No, don't fucking bring up porn right now in the middle of the podcast. God damn.
I'll show you.
Oh, you guys are going to start hearing some random noise and us getting really quiet? God damn it. Oh.
But so today, Yuko's at the house, right, because she's going to cook dinner with Mia. And I go, hey, what's happening in Japan? Because like lately, all the Japan news that I've been reporting to you guys have been all like fucking really
depressing,
sad, like, you know, like I want to hang myself, like things, you know, like... I think the last thing I wanted to talk about was how the government deemed that it was necessary for all women to wear high heels.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Like, they were trying to have, like, a hashtag Me Too kind of thing.
Yeah, so they actually signed the petition with, like, over 500,000, like, signatures. And the government said, nah.
Nah,
you girls got to wear heels.
Yeah. It sucks to be you. Yeah. While we're in our flat soft shoes.
Yeah. Out of all this political shit, Japan is still fucking misogynistic. It's fucking funny.
Misogynistic fucking ass country. Oh, especially down here.
If you don't know, we're in Fukuoka. We're not in Tokyo. So we're in like old fashioned. They call them like what?
Kyushu Danji.
It means like fucking hairy bald men.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Wait, hold on. Hey, Yuko, what does what does kishidachi mean? Hairy balls, right?
She doesn't want to say. See, she's sad. Shut up. Either way, we asked her like, what's going on, and she told us about this Yurian retriever, and apparently it was this Japanese comedian chick who went on America's Got Talent, and holy fucking shit! If you guys got time, Google Yurian retrievers, Yurian, and then like golden retriever. And it was just the most cringy dance thing. This woman was like almost butt naked, and she's like chunky, and she's over there talking shit, talking to the judges and stuff.
Watch her mouth.
Hey, bitch. It was hilarious, dude. Yeah,
she's
the fat person of the week.
I got hard.
Yeah. Shut up. Oh, man.
I can't stand up. I mean, just.
Damn it. Don't stop, man. Stop talking about your junk. Oh, but no, seriously, Google that shit. It was fucking stupid funny.
It was funny though. Like,
oh god.
Yeah, it was pretty
funny. We needed that laugh out here.
Yeah, we needed that. It was good.
Oh, and the NBA. What happened? Canada. Dude, jeez. I don't know how I feel about that.
That series was really good though. It was really close games and
Raptors
shit.
Raptors win.
Yeah, my friend even posted about like how he got free Taco Bell because he was depressed and shit.
What? What? He no, punished himself by eating that poison?
No, he liked that shit, bitch. Fuck Taco Bell. Anyways, one of the games that they actually lost, right? And then he was like, his wife was like, they're both dumb, and she's pregnant. She's like, I want some Taco Bell. And she's like, okay, babe, whatever you want, I'll get you some Taco Bell. So he goes to the drive-thru, and then the guy, he puts in his order, you know, he wants like, you know, fucking like, you know, like the number four and, you know, like the seven layer and then whatever else shit that they want. And then he goes, oh, here's your food, but the machines are down, so we can't charge your stuff. So just take the food and go.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I'm telling you, it's the shits that night.
why you gotta play it like that?
Taco Bell, that's not Mexican food. But either way, I guess I'm glad your friend got it. Who was he rooting for?
Yeah, because Golden State, yeah.
Oh, no one cares about Golden State anyway. Oh, no, somebody was making fun of it. They're like, I guess since Canada's team won, now they're going to have their riot. And they're like, yep, their riot was like two guys burning a fucking scarf. And that was it. Fucking Canadians, they're so nice.
Yeah, but I'm shout out to Linsanity, man. You deserve that ring, dude.
Oh man, the Raptors. Fucking Canada team. That just like it's I don't know. I feel kinda dirty about that. But speaking about dirt, shall we talk about our birthday girl's dinner party?
Oh yeah, that was one of the best dinners that I've been to in a while.
So yeah, as we said a little earlier, we went to eat yakitori, which is like a skewered meat and vegetables, you know, really good stuff. And
this place is weird because they sold like a pizza and good pizza like from like a stone oven with yakitori, and then for some reason I was just waving at people because I thought they were in our party.
Anytime some white dudes went around the thing, he's like, hey.
They'd walk past the restaurant and they'd be like, that we don't know them. I'm like oh shit. And then, like, some hot chicks, like, walked into the restaurant, I'm like, hey.
They're like, oh, we don't know them.
Not our friends.
He knew what he was doing. He's full of shit. Hey, girl, where you going? What you doing? Oh, no. We're out there. It was, what, like, 14 of us eating yakitori. And our birthday girl has been talking about my fucking room to everybody.
What'd she talk about again? The lamp?
Yeah, the lamp. She was talking.
What was on your lamp?
Nothing. There's this little, when I bought the light. What all the shit I got from, I bought this stuff years ago, and there was on the little string you pull on the lamp, there's like a little stuffed bear looking wallet thing, and I just never gave a fuck, so I just left it there.
It's cute.
Who gives a fuck? It's just something to pull on. It's easy to find in the middle of the night. But either way, there's these women I met for the first time, and they're like, oh, you're Anthony, I heard about your room. I'm like, what? I was like, Mia, what are you telling people about? She's like, nothing, you said it on your podcast. No, I don't know if anybody here remembers, but I'm pretty sure Mia brought up everything in my room, right? I didn't bring up talking about my room in the podcast. I'm sure I'm a victim of this stuff. But yeah.
while we're always, out there, always playing the victim.
Shut up, fuck you. We're out there partying and shit with all these motherfuckers. I'm just like, why are we talking about my room? Why are we talking about how awesome I am or something? Or hooking me up with single chicks. And they're like, but we gotta clean your room. I'm like, motherfucker. So that was the dinner part. While we were all fighting for the skewers and shit.
We were actually there for 3 hours, though.
Were we there that long?
Over 3 hours.
We didn't leave there until 10? Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we did order a lot of food, too.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. Mia, what are you telling these people? I'm like, oh, geez. The way she talked about me, I'm like, because she's always, like, trying to holler at girls for me. I'm wondering, like, what kind of, like, sales pitch she's got. Cause
at least she's talking about you, dude.
Hey, do you guys like, you know, bare-looking men with shitty rooms and,
you know? No, that's not what she, you know, she said she only used the personality word
once. He has a nice personality. We all know that means she's ugly as motherfucking shit, right? So, yes, we need to have a meeting.
I mean, what should she say? He has a big dick?
Or no, motherfucker, that's not gonna help out here. Oh, she's gonna be.
I mean, I'm just saying. What should she say?
Don't put me on the spot like that, motherfucker.
What would you like?
He is handsome, and just leave it at that. He's wonderful, and he's handsome.
Well, you're really conceited.
Hey, well, fuck you, man.
I just say I'm ugly. Fuck, I know.
I like what I see in the mirror every day. I'm like, yeah, that's one sexy motherfucker. But that's too much. So we can just stick with handsome. I thought she was laughing at me right now.
What was that song? I'm a sexy motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were thinking, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Yeah,
that right said Fred don't fly here.
Oh, God. But no, it was hilarious. And then we went to karaoke with 7 of us.
Yeah. And small. We apparently a lot of people had to go home and they have trains and
a lot of them lived really far away.
Yeah.
And so 7 of us are going to karaoke. One of them doesn't sing much. And then the other 3, me, Carl, and Grace, sing like shit. And then we have these other 3 who are just fucking amazing singers. I think if you go to karaoke with people who sing well, you should be able to fight them. You know, just while they're singing, just punch them in the stomach or something, because that's not fair. These fools are doing, like, duets and serenades and shit. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just rapping, play Gangster's Paradise. You know, because rapping's easy.
We should have sang.
Oh, but you can sing too, fuck you.
No, we should have did What Does the Fox
Say? What was your song, the Shush, 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 Shalala? That song Mia had Carl learning this song for like a month and a half.
Fucking 1 weekend, bitch.
He was doing it the past 3 or 4 episodes. This fool was supposed to be practicing because she wanted to sing it with him. And this fool's up there. What was it? What's that song from? It's the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper thing.
A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. It looks stupid. Either way, apparently that song's really popular. And this fool is up there just going, shush, 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 shush. Started laughing midway through it. That was supposed to be your birthday gift to Mia. How could you do that to her?
No, I knew one song, Say Anything. And then she wants to sing this Disney song, Seen the Light of the Seas and the Sea, it calls
me. She didn't sing that. She didn't sing that. That's your song.
I See the Light.
No, she sang the song called Rapunzel.
The Rapunzel song.
That's Moana.
Oh.
The Light of the Sea, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. The Light. I See the Light of the Sea or something.
No, I don't know. But when you just went to Moana, fucking Hawaiians. You're just bringing your people out. Yeah, I see how it is. But oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, those motherfuckers can sing. And yeah, it was
not fun.
I was just rapping as much as I could. And then somebody took fucking video.
If you guys are on Insta, check out the story.
Hey, we don't need to shut up. Move on, next topic. Oh, I forgot what I was about to talk about. Oh, Jason Voorhees in the lake.
Oh, yeah. So some motherfucker, there's like a really, like one of the most popular dive spots in the world. And this fucker decides to drop a Jason Voorhees statue in the lake.
That's Friday the 13th Jason, a statue of his ass in the lake. Oh my God. Now, fuck that, like, if because white people are the ones who do all the diving. Like, if one of my friends is like, yo, let's go diving, and it's gonna be a fucking experience, I'm like, all right, let's go. And we go in and we see a fucking Jason. Nope, I'm be out so fucking fast. It's like, I'm never coming back.
Are you gonna see the bubbles?
It's gonna look like some Looney Tunes shit. You're just gonna see the after effect of bubbles. Fuck that, man. Oh, geez, like, that had to be like at least a few hundred dollar statue too, right?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Like who wants to put all that money in to just scare the fuck out of people?
Someone knew what they were doing though. They're like, this is gonna be good.
No, I give it to them, but like, unless you're gonna be there to see the reactions, like if there's like a camera or something inside it, because could you imagine? I bet you one white person would go up and touch it too. Because you white people love to be fucking in the face of danger. I was watching that Godzilla movie and it was like, oh, there's this giant monster that can kill. Let me see if I can touch it. It's like, no, get the fuck out of there.
How was the movie?
Oh, that movie was so fucking hype. It was, the first one was shit. Oh my God, it was so fucking stupid. The guy who played Quicksilver in the Avengers, he was like the main character. If you go to watch a movie, Pacific Rim, Transformers, Godzilla, you don't give a fuck about the people. Show us the big stuff, the monsters, the fighting, the robots.
It's always about the big stuff.
Yeah. So this one, I mean, it was really good. Like the cinematography, the fucking CG. Of course, there was like corny shit in it, but the people were in there just enough to move the story forward. But dude, I was getting fucking hype in there. Fucking, you know, since the movie's about my little sister, since I call her Godzilla all the time, you just get to see Asia fuck up some monsters. Oh, I'm going to disappear tomorrow.
She has a gun, you know?
I know, but dude, the movie was so fun. Like, it was stupid. I enjoyed it more than Avengers, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, Avengers, like, it was good to, like, finish all those storylines, but as for, like, just fun through the whole... Because, like, Avengers, the first half was like, we're dead, everyone's gone, let's talk about stuff. The Hulk's fucking boring. And then we go into the past. And then we, like, the last 20 minutes was fun. But even then, that brawl, like, I would have rather that brawl been, like, 40 minutes and cut some of the boring-ass shit down. Or there was more they could have done. But, like, with Godzilla, I was like, oh, shit, there's a fucking dragon, you know, leg doing a fucking Hulk Hogan leg drop to another dragon. And then a bird comes out of nowhere and, like, tomahawks a fool. I was so fucking hyped. Movie was good. Go watch it. I want to see Dark Phoenix and Spider-Man are coming out next week, I think. And Dark Phoenix is going to be shit, but I got to watch it.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man, it's probably going to be good. Just the first movie after Avengers.
Does it come out in Japan at the same time?
Yeah, it's coming out in Japan. Both of those come out next week. The one movie I want to see that's not coming out until fucking September out here is Us. That movie that Jordan Peele did, the guy who made Get Out.
Yep.
His second movie. And I'm like, motherfucker, why is it taking so long? But it is coming here, so. Yeah. But yeah, that's about it for me today. Any other things you want to say before we dip out?
Hey, you want to talk about women paying for dates?
Oh, forgot about that. So we'll give you a small...
smidgen
of Anthony's dating corner. Went out on Friday. Chick stood like messed up, missed the date we were supposed to go on like a week ago. So she's like, oh, you know, I'll take you out. And I was like, all right, whatever. And she's like, what do you want to eat? And I was like, I was kind of like, you know, sore from getting stood up the week before. So I was like, Kobe beef as a joke. She's like, oh, okay. I was like, no, that shit's too expensive. You can't do that. So she took me to like a steakhouse. And it was really good, and she dropped a good bit of money and then paid for the tickets to Godzilla. And I was like, shit, it feels really good to go home not spending no money and getting to get like free dinner and a movie.
See how girls feel?
No. So I think, you know, if women want to like connect with men and take shit, so you motherfuckers need to pay for the date. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't feel bad, right? When you pay for something,
you didn't feel dirty.
Hell no, I was fine.
You didn't feel dirty having to eat that pussy?
God damn it, how did you get to that? Who would feel dirty doing that, first off? Second off, you know, it's... like, you, when you hear the, oh, you know, I just want to start as friends and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all right. But when you pay for stuff, like, I feel fine with it. You know, I'm like... I'm not like, oh, I have to keep the conversation going. It was so much weight off my chest because I've said it once. I will say it again. Women, you can't be mad that men become dogs because sometimes you're the reason we get like that. What do I mean? You know, we're ready. We're like taking things slow. We do all this stuff. And then you're like, hey, I got another guy I like. And it's like, wow, I put all that time and patience into impressing you and doing all this stuff. And then you're just going to do stuff like that? But then we start doing it. They're like, oh, man, they're the worst. They're dogs, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I had a date paid for me, and it was really awesome. And, you know, yeah, Godzilla was fucking sick.
Anthony, you're a GG.
God damn it. That means good game, motherfucker. That is not a good guy.
Good guy.
Shut up. Anything else we need to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Nah, we're all good, man.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry we put you guys through this. Either way, we'll catch you all next week.
GG!
God damn it. Watch Godzilla. Peace.